commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell. Elliot, let me turn it over to you to start.
No, I'll start. Hey, Commissioner, okay. First of all, thank you for joining us, Commissioner.
Thank you for having me.
First question I got to ask, is this your first time attending a game here in Philadelphia for an Eagles game here at the Link?
No. No, I got a long list of that, and I love every one of them. It's been a lot of fun being down here.
So, yeah, I was going to say, what's it like, right? We know how passionate our fans are and how we love this football team. Is this one of the venues? I know you can't have your favorite, but is this one of those venues where you say you could feel the energy of the fans when you walk into the stadium?
No question about it. Not just the energy, but they leave no doubt about who they are and really what they mean and what their passion is. So to me, I love it and admire it. It's and having our draft down here, that was another great opportunity for them to put that kind of passion on the biggest stage. And it's just it's always fun being down here.
I got to ask you about Jalen Hurts, one of the biggest stories in the NFL last year, his ascension to being one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. I'm curious, you obviously get to see all the quarterbacks, you go around the league, watch all the games. What are your thoughts on Hurts and his kind of ascension to being one of the best young quarterbacks in the league?
You know, it's the great thing when I look forward is all of the young talent that we have. And particularly at the quarterback position, I think the championship game of the four quarterbacks, all of them are 27 years or younger. And you know that when you look at that, it's just elevated every year to play. And I think Jalen, you know, the thing I always say about leadership and about the great players is one, they work really hard. They work harder than anyone else. They're obviously talented, but the hard work is what sets them apart. But it's the leadership skills at quarterback, and he's got that. And he just he lifts everybody's game, and you just see that and you feel it. And you can see it in the eyes of his teammates.
Thursday Night Football, Kamish. It's on Amazon for the second year. How did it go last year for you and with Amazon? Did it live up to expectations for you?
It exceeded them. We were really thrilled. You know, our objective going in was to move people to a platform that we have a younger demographic in that other platform, but to continue to have a high quality production, and I think we hit that. I think ultimately their technology will change the way people watch football, and I think the streaming platform has that ability. It's more interactive. It's more two-way. It's a chance for more innovation, and I think it'll bring fans closer to the game. So I see that audience doing nothing but growing, but also I think you're going to see a new way of watching football over the years.
So speaking of Amazon, there was a documentary this week came out about Jason Kelce. I mean, a great watch for Eagles fans. Obviously, Jason, one of the best personalities in the league. Last year, having Jason at the Super Bowl, his brother Travis was there. I thought it was cool seeing his mom up on stage. It was really kind of the plot of the week there for that Super Bowl. What was that like from your perspective of having two brothers and someone with those personalities in Arizona for that big game?
You know, first of all, those two are smart. They're great players, but they're also just they're so much fun to be with. We were out at the draft, and I was on a show that they went out for 3 hours and just entertained, I think it was 3,000 people, and they just it was all just them. And I just think they're extraordinary, frankly, entertainers. But to me, having them in the Super Bowl, and I had the pleasure of having Donna sit with me, which was a treat also, just to hear her perspective as we're watching the game. But, you know, they're great for the game, and they're great for our fans. And I just think what our players do more broadly on and off the field is what this really distinguishes us from everybody else.
This sport is immensely popular, Kamish, and I guess you guys are always looking for areas to still grow the game and get it reaching even greater heights when it comes to popularity. I'm wondering, what's your hopes for the upcoming season and how can the league continue to grow its popularity?
Well, yeah, by delivering a better experience, as we talked about Amazon, this year Sunday tickets are on YouTube, and that's been an incredibly successful start. I think the international, we're playing 5 international games, 3 in London and 2 in Germany. I think the international potential for us is extraordinary, and we're going to continue to explore that in every which way. But you know, if you're not getting better, you're usually falling backwards. And so we always work about how do we keep improving the game itself? How do we keep improving the platform? How do we keep improving the ways we get to our fans? And how do we expand our audience ultimately and make sure that the game is at the focus of all of that?
So look, a lot of people, you know, the whole thing this year with the NFL is the script, right? What's it going to be? Eagles fans weren't too happy with the script last year, losing the Super Bowl there at the end. You guys have your campaign. You can't make it up. So look, this year, how's it end? Eagles winning the Super Bowl this year on that script?
I didn't bring the script with me, so I'll have to go back and look at it. Let's see what happens tonight. So, no, we've had a lot of fun with that. And it actually was the Kelce brothers who sort of started to play that around the draft. It's really been fun for our fans. And listen, the one great thing about this is I don't think you could script this even if you tried.
Yeah, Kamish, I want to get you out of here on this last thought here. My former teammate, Eagle great Hugh Douglas, he and his family going through some tough times right now. He lost his son, Hugh Douglas Jr., last week in a car crash. And I know this NFL family, man, it is a family. We do mean that. And I know you wanted to give your thoughts and some kind words for Hugh and his family.
I do. You know, I have so much admiration for Hugh as a man, as a player, and my heart is with the family. My thoughts and prayers are with them. There's nothing worse, I think, in life. And Hugh, we can't wait to get you back here, and you're with us in our prayers, and we wish you all the best.
Commissioner Goodell, thank you so much for your time. Enjoy the game tonight.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Commissioner.
We'll be back with Eagles legend Malcolm Jenkins right here on this stage. Coming up, this is the Eagles Radio Network presented by PNC. Make today the day on 94 WIP.